You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So just when you think the old professor might have done his dash servicing New Zealand rugby's needs, another chapter in the legacy of Wayne Smith is to come. This morning, New Zealand Rugby has announced that Wayne Smith will take a role on mentoring and supporting the respective head coaches and enhancing the quality of coaching delivery across the two teams. Those two teams being the All Blacks and the Black Ferns. And whilst he has already started working with Black Ferns director of rugby, Alan Bunting, he won't commence his role with the All Blacks until after the World Cup in France, when Scott Robertson replaces Ian Foster. Izzy Dagg is the host of our breakfast show here, of course. He's 66 Test All Black, played under both Wayne Smith and Razor Robertson. Izzy, first of all, how's the health? Because you've had an op. How are you bearing up?
Yeah, cheers, Smithy. Thanks for having me on, mate. Everything's you're going good. Just trying to get this bloody swelling down and getting used to these bloody crutches. But no, it's all good. I'm going to be home today and rest up and recover and get ready to get back on Monday, mate. But I was just listening to your sermon about Tohu. I grew up with Tohu. I played with Tamatea, and it was good to see them going back to Waipatu Marae last night and connecting back with Tohu's whānau and his iwi. And I know you've got a big connection with Tohu as well. So that was an awesome sermon, mate. What a big weekend for sport in Hawke's Bay, eh? It's going to be a beauty.
Yeah. It's going to be an absolute fantastic. I've never been to a live NRL game, and I'm going tomorrow night.
Awesome.
And I cannot wait for it, Izzy. I know, you know, we'd love to have 20,000. McLean Park doesn't have that capacity, but it'll be packed to the gunnels, and it'll be something very special, mate. So thanks for that. Hey, what did you make of this appointment, Wayne Smith? To me, the best the good news about it is no one else can have him. We've got him again, so no one else can say, hey, Wayne Smith. To be perfectly honest, mate, we don't want you going anywhere else. So what have you made of this news?
Oh, no surprises, Smithy. Like, he just can't give it up. He just can't step away from the game. He can't keep his fingers entrenched into the game that he loves. Like, I remember when I finished up in 2017, I think it was, and he was retiring then. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll put up a photo on my Instagram and saying thank you for your service to New Zealand Rugby. He's come back out of retirement 5 times since then. So I'm not surprised, and I can understand why he's offered his experience to New Zealand coaching. Look, he's the professor for a reason. You don't get that kind of title for nothing, because he's very innovative with his way of coaching. He looked at different ways the game should be played, and I think that's where New Zealand Rugby has been lacking. And you look at the innovation that the Black Ferns were able to do in about 9 months' time. They went from being easy beats to world beaters and world champions. So I think it's a huge coup for New Zealand Rugby. And I know Wayne Smith and Scotty Robinson, with that Crusaders history, the background, I think that would have been quite an easy conversation for him to come back. So, like you said, mate, we're going to keep him here. We don't want to offer any experience overseas. And I know England would have been dying to get him over there, but he's very loyal. And that's the one thing I love about Smithy. He shows his loyalty and he wants to improve. And I'm not surprised, Smithy.
Do you think that New Zealand Rugby, as a sense of protocol, would have gone to Alan Bunting, would have gone to Razor Robertson and said, listen, this is what we're thinking of doing. Do you approve, or do you think they would have just said, this is what we're doing, full stop?
I think it would have been the other way around, Smithy. I think Scotty Razor and Alan Bunting would have been doing their very best to get him back. I think they would have planted the conversations with New Zealand Rugby and just said, look, we need this guy. I know he said he's going to finish up. He wants to spend time with Trish and Trevor Arnold and his camper boat, go boating. But the reality is they know what he can offer to this team and to New Zealand Rugby. Like, he just comes with success, Smithy. Like, everything he does, he brings the best out of players. He's got a really good nous of identifying talent around the globe, around the world, around New Zealand and our own backyard. So I think it was the other way, and they would have done everything possible to try and find a position for him. And it's just going to be interesting how this position is played out. And I can understand Smithy wouldn't be too hands-on. He'll allow these coaches to forge their own careers, but I think you'll have a good, you know, just a voice in their ear and offering them solutions, different ideas, and maybe a bit of innovation for how the game should be played. So I think it was the other way, Smithy.
Okay, so we've had some very respected men in New Zealand rugby over the years. I go way, way back to Fred Allen, to JJ Stewart, right the way through the likes of Sir Brian Lahore, those kind of people who have been head coaches. What is it about Wayne Smith in terms of his relationship with the players, etc., that makes him so acceptable and so successful?
I was very lucky. 2011, I got injured, mate, and I was in the World Cup kind of frame, but I tore my quad, and I was living by myself down here in Christchurch. I didn't really know where I was going and what I wanted to do. I was only 20 years of age, so I was very young. But he made it his project or his desire to get me under his wing. So he'd invite me around and cook me dinner every week. He'd offer me some work on that I could be doing while I'm injured. He just had that genuine care. I know it's brought up quite a lot when a coach really cares about you, and I think that's why I can talk about Razor. Like, it goes above and beyond what just goes on the field, and I think that's what Smithy's biggest attribute. And he's demanding, mate. Oh my, he's probably the most demanding coach I've ever played for. Like, training, and I always wondered why he'd do this, but trainings were hard, mate. They were so ruthless. Everyone was trying to fight each other. You know, you're just building all that competition within training. But then when you got to the test match, when we were having to relive those scenarios that Smithy put us under in so much pressure in training, it was actually easy. So I think for Smithy, he's very innovative with his thought processes and the way the game should be played. When we're playing rugby, mate, you've seen it for the last 6 or 7 years. The game hasn't evolved at all. It's been the same game plan. It's been the same kind of structures that game should be played. But I think with his thought about the game, he's constantly looking at new ideas, how we should change this picture. Should we attack like this? His innovation on counter-attack, he's world class, so he's just got a wonderful rugby mind and brain. Look, it'll be interesting to see how much input he has on those teams. I think it's a bit more of a mental role for those coaches, but no doubt Smithy, Razor and Alan Bunting will be tapping into that their resume and trying to get everything out of him, because he has got some gold stuck in that little book of his.
Interesting too, when he speaks, people listen. I mean, just the other day, for instance, he said, look, for the first time in my life, I changed to a documentary in the middle of the game, because I'm sick of the rolling maul, and I'm sick of the whistle, and I'm sick of the referee's arm going out, and all of a sudden, that's a headline.
When somebody speaks, you shut up, I tell you that right now. I've been grabbed that many times from that from Smithy, but mate, that's just the way he thinks, and he gets people thinking about, okay, maybe he's onto something here. Do we need to change something? And it creates debate. He's not saying it for just nothing. He's actually really concerned about the game and the way it should be played. So look, that's just the respect that he's earned and he warrants after what he's done for such a long time. But I just can't believe he's coming back and doing it. When I read that headline this morning, I was thinking, Smithy, poor Trish. She just wants to relax and have her husband, but you're constantly just going back. But, mate, it wouldn't be New Zealand rugby without Wayne Smith involved. So, look, he demands respect, and you never really want to get on the wrong side of him, mate. A bit like yourself, Smithy. You're a bit of a grub.
Yeah, good on you. Hey, here's the thing. Is he? You're laid up, of course, and post-operation, so you won't be able to attend this fantastic function today in Christchurch, where the Crusaders launched their Hall of Fame with their first three inductees. Wonderful concept. And I'm wondering who Israel Dagg thinks. It can't be you, because you can't get there. So who are the first three, you reckon?
I know the first three, Smithy. I'll probably give it away if I announce it.
Okay.
Look, I think like this is a great debate because, you know, what warrants immortality or you know, the Hall of Fame? I think there's a lot of debate that's going to go into it. The select panels have done a great job. But I think it's you've got to look to when this crusade started and the people that were involved to get this team to where they are now, the foundations, the footprint. Like, I think that's going to be the starting point for tonight. You think of the quality players. Like, you imagine trying to pick that, Smithy. I think you'd have a hard time trying to select that Hall of Fame. So I think tonight's going to be a huge successful night. I've seen all the auction packages, and they're going to raise some good money for I Am Hope. But I think you'll be pretty impressed with the names that will be rattled off, and a great night to celebrate Crusader's success. But I know it, mate. Who do you think it is?
Look, we had a crack yesterday. We asked people to come in. We had a mixture. Honestly, probably seven or eight names over as a nucleus. The names of, Wayne Smith himself, of course, Robbie Deans, Richie McCaw in there early, DC in there early, Reuben Thorne came up, Todd Blackadder came up. So, you know, is any number there. As you say, we're probably thinking a little bit too recent because it started back in 1996. So we don't know. We wouldn't expect you to tell us anyway, Izzy, now that you know anyway. But what we do expect is that you get well as soon as possible, mate. And, you know, put Trish Smith, I mean, she should give Daisy Dagg a call. Because I think they've got a lot in common in terms of their husbands being away and out of service, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, I feel free, mate. She's dropped the kids off. She's doing everything, and I'm just being an absolute slob. But I'll be back, Smithy. I'll have a new knee, and I'll be hitting 78 at Bridge Pass soon.
Good on you, man. Look forward to it. Hey, thanks for being available to us this morning. Good chat. Cheers,
Izzy. Cheers, man.